KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jake of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school baseball from around the area last night. First, in the Hawkeye 10 Conference last night, Atlantic rolled up an 18-6 win over Glenwood, and a lot of players got in on the offensive fun last night as Gunnar Kirchhoff had a couple of doubles and a home run with six knocked in as part of his 4-for-5 evening. Also, Brody O'Brien had three hits and three RBI. Brendan Atkinson also with three hits and three knocked in. Grant Sturm and Bodie Johnson each had a couple of hits to lead Atlantic to that convincing victory last night. Also, it was Harlan over Shenandoah in 8 innings, 5-4. Creston beat Denison 6-3. Denison over Red Oak 10-0. St. Albert over Creston 7-2. Lewis Central beat Clarinda 16-0. In Western Iowa Conference baseball last night, IKM Manning over Audubon 10-3. Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW 8-2. Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 11-1. Underwood beat Trainer 7-2. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard over Bowyer Valley 6-5. Also in the Corner Conference tournament, Fremont Mills beat Essex 15-0. East Mills over Griswold 16-1 in first-round play. In the semifinals, Sydney over Fremont Mills 8-7, and Stanton beat East Mills 12-2. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford over Nottoway Valley 8-5. Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 5-2. Also last night, Lennox over Riverside 15-0 in boys baseball. In girls softball play last night from Hawkeye 10 Conference action, it was Atlantic over Glenwood by a final of 12-1 as Atlantic picks up that convincing road victory. Atlantic coach Terry Hensman talked about the win.
It was a team effort up and down the lineup. I think we had 15 hits or something like that. Everybody got on base at one point in time or another against a fairly decent, pretty good Glenwood team. So we're really pleased on the offensive side of it. Base running, we did a great job, took advantage of some situations and put some pressure on them. I thought Liv did another fantastic job in the circle, pitched well, kept them off balance pretty much the entire game, and then wraps things up with defense. He played pretty good defense against them, so he put all three things together, and it comes out to be a 12-1 win. So really pleased to be able to go over on the road to Glenwood and come away with the victory.
Again, 12-1 Atlantic, a winner. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Harlan over Shenandoah 11-1. Red Oak beat Denison 3-2. Lewis Central over Clarinda 5-2. Creston swept a pair from St. Albert 4-3 and 8-2. In Western Iowa Conference softball, it was IKM Manning outscoring Audubon 18-6, 18-16, rather, the final score. Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW 7-2. Tri-Center in 8 innings over Missouri Valley 4-2. Trainer falling to Underwood 7-3. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Bowyer Valley over Coon Rapids Bayard 7-3. In the Corner Conference tournament, Fremont Mills beat East Mills 13-3, and Sydney over Essex 12-11. In the semifinals, Stanton beat Fremont Mills 5-1, and Griswold 9-7 over Sydney. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 8-1, Bedford over Nottoway Valley 5-4. Also, Grandview Christian beat Lennox 4-2 in the girls' softball last night. The weekly girls' softball ratings from the Athletic Union out yesterday afternoon. Class 1A, Collins Maxwell is number one, with Newell Fonda and Clarksville the top three. Exira EHK at 8-0 is in at number 13 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, North Lynn, Louisa Muscatine, and Ogden are the top three. Earlham is number 10, and Underwood ranked 14th this week. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is top-rated, with Humboldt and Albia the top three. Atlantic checks in at number 11 in this week's poll. Also in Class 4A, Carlisle is top-rated, with North Scott and Dallas Center Grimes 2 and 3. ADM is ranked 5th, Winterset 9th, and Harlan 11th in this week's poll. And in 5A, it's Fort Dodge, Waukee, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the top 3 in that top 15 poll. Governor Reynolds has extended her public health emergency proclamation for another 30 days. It was set to expire at midnight Thursday, and Reynolds says by extending it, many of the regulatory relief measures she's authorized during the pandemic will remain in place.
And the proclamation also clarifies that all team athletic activities may now resume according to guidance being provided by the Department of Education, the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union.
This means Iowa schools can prepare for the resumption of fall sports like football, volleyball, and cross country. Iowa is the only state in the country with high school summer sports of softball and baseball underway. College athletes have returned to voluntary workouts, and public health officials in Ames and Iowa City have expressed concerns about rising COVID-19 cases in Story and Johnston counties. Ticket sales have been halted at both Iowa and Iowa State to reduce seating capacity at 50%, which was required by the emergency proclamation the governor issued in late May. Reynolds says she'll support whatever decision is made about having fans in the stands, and she'd like to go to a game herself.
If I can work it into my schedule, I think I would love to have the opportunity to go to an Iowa State or Iowa or UNI football game or any of the other colleges.
The governor says it'll be up to fans to be responsible for their own health.
That's how we continue to move forward. And honestly, hopefully we'll continue to see the downward trends that we're seeing. So it's a long time between now and then, and we'll see what the numbers are. And if we have to adjust accordingly, we can.
Statewide trends show the number of Iowans hospitalized for treatment of COVID-19 continues to decline. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says a decision by Luka Garza is coming soon. Garza is testing the NBA draft after a season in which he was named the Big Ten Player of the Year. McCaffrey made his comments during a Facebook Live session with the National I Club.
I always encourage my guys to get all of the feedback that you can so that you feel really good about your decision. And, Luka Garza is a guy I always say, if I get to coach him for 4 years, it would be a blessing. I mean, I wish I could coach a guy like him for 40 years. I mean, he's that good, but he's also an even better person.
McCaffrey says Garza is back in Iowa City for workouts.
He's been a tremendous leader through this difficult period in the spring and summer. I mean, he's in the gym right now, 20 yards from where I'm sitting, working hard. So he's in Iowa City. So I think we'll have an answer relatively soon.
McCaffrey says Garza is weighing all of his options.
He's a guy that could command big money in the Euro League. And so he'll have opportunities to play professionally should he choose to do so. I think he feels very strongly about his teammates, about wanting to come back and see what this team is capable of doing.
In other news, the NFL has canceled the Hall of Fame game that traditionally opens the preseason and is delaying the 2020 induction ceremonies for a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The August 6th exhibition game in Canton, Ohio, between the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers is the first on-field event the league has canceled during the pandemic. It will now be played August 5th of 2021. Enshrinements for 20 men scheduled for this year now will occur on August 7th of 2021. The 2021 inductees will go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame the next day. NFL owners are conducting a virtual meeting, which the preseason schedule is being discussed. It's possible the league will reduce the number of exhibition games to 2 per team from the usual 4. Dallas and Pittsburgh would have played 5, including the game in Canton. Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott says he's feeling normal after testing positive for the coronavirus earlier this month. Speaking on a chat this week, Elliott said he had a shortness of breath and a cough for a couple of days. He said he now feels good but hasn't resumed working out yet. He said he could have been retested this week but decided it wouldn't hurt to wait and get more rest first. Elliott's mother has said the running back has been around someone who had no symptoms but then tested positive for the coronavirus 3 days later. Some people in the Los Angeles Dodgers and Minnesota Twins organizations have tested positive for COVID-19. Dodgers president of baseball operations Andrew Friedman said on a video conference call that it's a delicate subject and he declined to identify those with positive tests. Twins president of baseball operations Derek Falvey said Minnesota had a few players in the organization recently test positive. He said each player is doing well in self-isolation at home. Churchill Downs says the rescheduled Kentucky Derby and Oaks will run this fall with spectators under strict guidelines to limit crowd density for the race that annually attracts more than 100,000. The 146th runnings of the Oaks for fillies and the Derby were postponed from May 1st and 2nd to September 4th and 5th because of the pandemic. It marked the first time since 1945 that horse racing's marquee event was not run on the first Saturday in May. Churchill Downs has run its delayed spring meet without spectators. Let's check in sports this hour. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.